We told you last week, the first annual Al Glick Youth Football Camp is set to go Saturday, June 23rd. Let's find out some more about that. Brian Glick joins us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Wanted to tell you about this upcoming camp on June 23rd. It's called the Al Glick Youth Football Camp. It's going to be held at Jackson High School at Withington Stadium. And we're very excited about it, looking for to get a lot of kids involved in this.
How did that get put together, Brian?
Well, this is something that Al Glick has really had a passion for, is youth football and getting kids involved. And he's always wanted to host a camp. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we've been talking about the last few years. And he has been talking to a lot of different people, and it has made it happen.
So we got some names coming in, probably names we can't reveal at this time, but there'll be some players and coaches?
Yes, definitely. There are some players that we can tell you about. I also have Rebecca Armstrong on the phone. She's the executive director on the camp, and I thought she'd run through some of the names that we can share.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Who's going to show up?
So we've got some great former U of M players coming. We've got Mike Martin coming. He played at Michigan, and he also played for the Tennessee Titans and the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's going to be there. We've got Glenn Steele coming. He was on the Wolverines' 1997 National Championship team, and he played 5 years with the Cincinnati Bengals. Then we also got Lamar Woodley coming. He was a Lombardi Award winner in 2006, and he's a Super Bowl champion. He's going to be there, and he's going to help coach.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Now, in addition, we have coaches from Jackson High School and Lumen Christi locally that will be involved, as well as college coaches that will be there.
Coach Harbaugh?
We cannot...
we can't say?
We cannot say.
We think he might be here.
There's a chance.
We're not going to kick him out if he shows up.
Definitely not.
Okay.
And there's a lot more information available on our Facebook page. If you look up Al Glick Youth Football Camp, and then there's a website to register. And, Rebecca, we can offer free registrations. It's normally $15, but if you're listening to this, we can offer you a free registration today.
Wow.
That's correct. If you go to our Facebook page, Al Glick Youth Football Camp, you'll find a link on there to Legacy Football Organization. They're taking our registrations, and their director of football operations is going to be conducting the camp. So if you go on there and register today and put in the sponsor code Al Glick 2018, you can register there today for free.
Okay, and what are the age groups?
So the ages are kids entering 4th to 9th grade this fall.
Okay. This is what, Brian, shorts and tennis shoes?
Yes, it is. It's a non-contact, so there'll be fundamental and technique drills. It's going to go from station to station, so you'll learn all different drills.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get a nice package when they sign in. They get a T-shirt, a backpack, a water bottle, and a small football. And there will be a signature time, an autograph session at the end of the camp.
4 hours, a lot of instruction there for $15 or today free.
That's correct. Yep, we're hoping to have a good amount of kids. We have around 100 signed up right now, and we have room for lots more. So we're hoping to get more people in the next 2 weeks to sign up.
So easiest way, go to your Facebook?
That's probably the easiest. There is a website, legacyfootballorg.com/Al Glick Youth Camp. But mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to just go to the Facebook page and click right on it.
Okay, again, that's June 23rd, so a couple weeks out at Withington Stadium from noon to 4 o'clock. And we won't lock out Jim Harbaugh if he shows up.
That's correct.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Take care. And we'll keep everybody updated on that football camp coming up at the air-conditioned Withington Stadium. Hopefully a nice day for that. Again, into fourth grade to into ninth grade this fall. Those are the age parameters they're looking for.